from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. American hostage and her family released by Taliban. Pakistan's military announced today it has rescued U.S. national Caitlin Coleman, her Canadian husband Joshua Boyle, and their three children from a tribal region bordering Afghanistan. The couple went missing in Afghanistan in 2012, and the Afghan Taliban later claimed responsibility for abducting them. The insurgents had been demanding the release of their prisoners in exchange for Boyle and his wife. She gave birth to the couple's children while in captivity. In Washington, a State Department official welcomed media reports that a family, including U.S. citizens, had been freed from captivity. The 31-year-old Coleman and 33-year-old Boyle, in their last message delivered by video in 2016, urged then-President-elect Donald Trump to negotiate with the Taliban to secure their release. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy on Wednesday gave the Catalan regional government 8 days to clarify its intention to declare independence. He said if Catalonia announced a decision to secede, regional president Carles Puigdemont will be asked to inform Madrid by Monday. If independence was declared, he said Catalonia will have 3 more days to rescind it. Puigdemont on Tuesday said he had a mandate to declare independence, but suspended it pending talks with Madrid. The European Commission's Valdis Dombrovskis said it supports efforts to promote Spanish unity.
We trust that Spanish institutions, Prime Minister Rajoy, with whom President Juncker is in constant contact, and all political forces who are working towards a solution within the framework of Spanish constitution, and we are supporting the efforts to overcome division and fragmentation.
This is VOA News. Human Rights Watch, which is based in the U.S., has published a report saying the government in Turkey is responsible for torture and abuse aimed at alleged terrorists and those responsible for last year's failed coup. With more on the story, Dorian Jones has this from Istanbul.
The Human Rights Watch report said its investigation revealed people in Turkey accused of links to terrorism or with last year's coup attempt have been tortured while in police custody. Benjamin Ward of Human Rights Watch says the investigation of 11 cases reveals an alarming trend.
We've got a pattern of people being subject to horrible abuse, severe beatings, people being stripped naked, in some cases people being sexually assaulted or threatened with sexual assault. Very serious ill treatment indeed.
The report says all cases investigated were related to the Turkish state's war against the Kurdish insurgency or people linked to last year's failed coup. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. President Donald Trump yesterday said North Korea and its nuclear and missile threat is a problem that has to be solved. Mr. Trump acknowledged he has a different attitude on North Korea than others, but his is the one that matters.
I think perhaps I feel stronger and tougher on that subject than other people, but I listen to everybody, and ultimately I will do what's right for the United States and really what's right for the world.
Meanwhile, North Korea's foreign minister told Russia's state-run TASS news agency Mr. Trump has lit the wick of war with North Korea, and he will pay with a hail of fire. Facebook chief operating officer Sheryl Sandberg said today she absolutely supports the public release of all advertisements produced by a Russia-linked organization during the 2016 presidential election. Sandberg said the company is working on transparency following the revelation last month that a group with alleged ties to the Russian government ran $100,000 worth of ads on Facebook, distorting divisive causes like Black Lives Matters. Late Thursday, Sandberg is set to meet with congressional investigators who are looking into what role the advertisements played in last year's election. The Boy Scouts of America announced yesterday that it would allow girls to join its clubs at various levels. Chris Mahaffey is a scout executive and CEO of the Boy Scouts of America Mid-America Council.
The mission of the Boy Scouts is to instill character in young people over their lifetime, right? It doesn't say boys. It says young people.
Starting in 2018, girls will be able to join the Cub Scouts. These clubs will be single gender, either all boys or all girls. And older girls will also have options to advance to the highest rank of Eagle Scout. Joe Palka, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.